Namandavtu 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 I'll begin this morning by reading the English translation and the modern Japanese translation of a portion, that first section of the Amida Kyo that we chanted all together, so that you can get a sense of the meaning of the words that we chanted. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. Shariputra, as I now glorify the inconceivable excellences of Buddha Amitayus, there are also in the eastern quarters Buddha Akshobhya, Buddha Meru Dhyavaja, Buddha Mahameru, Buddha Meru Prabhasa, Buddha Manjugosha, and Buddhas as many as the sands of the river Ganges, each of whom in his own lands stretches out his long broad tongue that covers 3,000 greater worlds completely, proclaims these truthful words. All you sentient beings, believe in this sutra that glorifies those inconceivable excellences or merits and that is confirmed and guarded by all the Buddhas. Shari Hotsuyo, watashi ga ima Amida Butsu no fushigi na kudoku wo 褒めたたえているように、東方の世界にも、また圧縮微物、趣味層物、大趣味物、趣味鉱物、妙音物など、ガンジス川の砂の数ほどの様々な仏が、互い、おられて、方々がおられ、それぞれの国で広く絶相を示し、 世界の隅々にまで阿弥陀仏の優れた徳の真実であることを表し、真心を込めてそなたたちを世の人々よ、その阿弥陀仏の不思議な功徳を褒めたたえて、すべての仏が、がお守りくださる今日を 信じるがよいと、ナマンダーブツ。ナマンダーブツ。ナマンダーブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Okay, so I told you that I was going to begin by asking you a question. So we chanted the Amida Sutra this morning, a section of it. Can anyone tell me what a one word that you heard over and over again in that sutra was? Braden, do you know? Butsu, butsu, that's right, butsu. Does anyone know what the word butsu means? Butsu, it sounds kind of like something, doesn't it? Sounds a little bit like Buddha, right? So it's the butsu, that's right. We hear the word butsu over and over and over in this section. It's talking about many, many Buddhas. And there's another word that we hear over and over again. The very first word I chanted. Did you notice that? After I said Busetsu Amida Kyo, I chanted... Yeah? Do you know Enzo? Sharihotsu. That's right. Very good, Enzo. Sharihotsu. Sharihotsu is a person's name. It's the name of one of the Buddha's disciples. His name is Shariputra. Shariputra. Shariputra was a very important disciple in the Buddha's Sangha, the community of the Buddha's follower. Shariputra was the leader. The Buddha, of course, was the main leader, but Shariputra and Mahamudgalyayana, two of the Buddhas, they were called his chief disciples. They were like the captains of the team. So the Buddha was like the coach. Does anybody here play on a sports team? Yes? Does that team have captains? Is anybody here a captain of a sports team? No? But so your team has captains, right? So you've got the coach, and then you've got the captains. What do the captains do? Yeah, Mia?
Well, why don't they lift the teams?
Okay, so they pick the teams, so they make important decisions. They make important decisions, okay. So we have captains on teams. We have other kinds of leaders. Has anybody ever been a line leader at school? A line leader? Yeah, a few line leaders here. Do you know you've been a line leader too? That's right, so line leaders. What does a line leader do? What's the important job of a line leader? Enzo, do you know? You gotta stand in front of the line, and you gotta help the line to go in the right direction, right? And you've got to show everyone how you're supposed to stand. You're not supposed to dance around and do the moonwalk. Nobody here probably knows what the moonwalk is under the age of 30, but it's a dance. But so you have to show everybody what to do. And so that's what the chief disciples of the Buddha, they had similar responsibilities. And they had three main jobs. One of those jobs was to help the Buddha share the Dharma so as many people as possible could benefit from the teaching. So there was just one Buddha, right? But when someone became enlightened and they had the same understanding as the Buddha would often ask them, you know, go over to that village. I need to go over here today, but I'd like you to go over there and share my teachings. There are some people who want to hear my teachings, so I send you to go on my behalf. So that was one important job. One important job of the leaders. They were also responsible for being role models. Do you know what a role model is? A role model? What does a role model do? It's kind of a big word. Yeah? Do you know Enzo?
It kind of influences actions.
That's right. Shows other people what to do, influences their actions. And then they were also responsible for helping to run the day-to-day affairs of the Sangha so that the Buddha didn't have to busy himself with various administrative jobs, checking the mail, replying to emails, things like that. The Buddha had to focus just on teaching and leading the Sangha. And so he had these two disciples who he trusted. One was Mahamudgalyayana and the other was Shariputra. So this sutra that we chanted was the Amida Sutra. This is one of the three main sutras of our tradition. We call it one of the three Pure Land Sutras. And in this sutra, we have Shariputra as a role model. He's a wonderful role model. So in this sutra, as Enzo said, we hear the words Shariputra over and over again, right? And that's the Buddha calling out to Shariputra. So if I was giving my Dharma talk, and at the beginning of every paragraph, I said Minami's name. I said, Minami, now I'm going to tell you the teachings of the Buddha. Minami, listen very carefully. So then everybody would be focused on Minami. She might start to blush or get embarrassed, but Shariputra, he was very comfortable with this. And the Buddha was speaking to him, and so we get two pictures. We have the picture of the Buddha speaking. We also have the picture of Shariputra listening. Shariputra listening. So even though Shariputra was a very wise, trustworthy disciple of the Buddha, he still listened to the Buddha's teachings very carefully. Every time there was a gathering and Shariputra was there, he was paying attention and listening very well. He was a humble listener. He didn't think to himself, oh, I already am enlightened. I don't need to hear this teaching. I'll just check my email now. I'll see if I've got a Facebook update. No, he listened very humbly. He said, I'm going to hear this teaching once again, again and again. Shariputra was so humble and such a wonderful listener, it said he would listen to anyone who had a good teaching for him. There's a wonderful example from Shariputra's life in which he does just this. It said that one day, by accident, Shariputra's robes were a little bit disorganized, that the bottom one corner was kind of hanging down and dragging on the ground. It was like you could imagine his shoelace was untied, right? Sometimes our shoelaces get untied, right? And Shariputra knew that it's very important to have his robes in order because he needs to represent the teachings of the Buddha. He needs to be in order, and he needs to be safe so he doesn't trip and fall and hurt himself or knock other people over. So he knew it was very important to have his clothes properly tied and arranged. And yet, on this one certain day, part of his robe was hanging out and dragging on the ground. And it said that a seven-year-old boy who had just joined the Sangha. Is anybody here 7 years old? Any seven-year-olds? Any eight-year-olds? Yeah? Okay, so just 1 year younger than you, Kiara. This young boy noticed that the Shariputra's robe was hanging down. And so he said, "Excuse me, venerable sir, but I notice that your robe is not tied properly." What do you think Shariputra did? You think he got mad and said, "Hey, I'm the chief disciple of the Buddha. Don't you just talk to me." No, Shariputra immediately said, "Oh my." And he straightened out his robe. And then once his robe was properly straightened, he joined his hands in gassho. And he bowed deeply all the way down to the level of the head of this seven-year-old boy. And he said, "Thank you, teacher. Now it is correct." So Shariputra, even though he was the leader, one of the leaders of the Buddha's Sangha, second only to the Buddha himself, he could still bow down humbly to a seven-year-old boy who had just joined the Sangha. If that boy gave him a teaching, Shariputra could receive the teachings from anywhere, anytime. That's the wonderful kind of listener that Shariputra was. And that's the kind of listeners that we need to be. We need to be able to hear a teaching to receive guidance, corrections, advice from anybody. Not to think, "Oh, well, I'm smarter than him. I get better grades than him. I'm older than that person." But rather to think, "I can hear the teachings from anybody." So in this section, as Braden pointed out, we hear the words butsu, butsu, butsu throughout this section. And it's telling us that in the six directions, so it describes six directions. The first one is east. And in every one of these six directions, it says there are Buddhas as many as the sands of the Ganges. So if there are six directions, what do you think the other five are? The first one is east. What's another one? Name another one. Mia?
There's southeast,
northwest, northeast. Okay, so you've got the basic four directions, right? So you've got so east, then it goes south, then west, then it goes to north. And in the Amida Sutra, there's up and there's down. So those are the six directions, but we often hear about the 10 directions. And the 10 directions are those six plus the four northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast that Mia mentioned. And so what this is telling us is in every direction that we go, there are wise teachings that we can hear. There are the teachings of the Buddha are present everywhere in our lives. We just have to open our ears to be able to hear them. So it might be coming from somebody who's much younger than you, or it might be coming from somebody who looks very different from you. It might be coming from a teacher or a parent. Could be from a brother or sister. Could be from your kid brother, you know, who you would never listen to. But they might have some good advice. So this teaching, this way of living in the Nembutsu, is to always have our ears open, always be ready to hear the wisdom of the Buddha, whoever it comes from. And we hear that wisdom in the words Namo Amida Butsu. So just as we chanted this sutra, we listen to the sutra, we say the words Namo Amida Butsu, and we hear those words. Namo Amida Butsu means I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. And it's the voice of the Buddha calling to us, saying, take refuge in this true teaching of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. So throughout our days, always be able to hear the wisdom of the Buddha. Always be ready to hear the Nembutsu and say the Nembutsu in response. Ma Shari Hotsu というのは釈迦様の一つの非常に偉大な仏弟子ですね。釈迦様の次にシャリホツとマハモガラヤーナ、大目犬連尊者、この二つが釈迦様のいろいろな手伝いをして、本当に優れた弟子ですが、シャリホツは一番知恵を持っている 仏弟子と言われて、その知恵を持っているというのは、よくよく話を聞くということですね。話を聞くことによって、その本当の理解が生まれてくる。仏様の言葉をよくよく聞いて、それはシャリホツ。この阿弥陀経、阿弥陀様のお話をよくよく聞いて、それはシャリホツ。シャリホツは私たちの一つのお手本として、よくよく仏様の御教えに耳を傾いて、よく聞いて、日頃の人生の中に仏様の知恵が、念仏が響いていることを聴聞できるのはシャリホツ。私たちもそういう聴聞ができることは念仏の感謝に生きていけることでございます。So I'll conclude my reflection here. Let us conclude together by joining in Gassho and hearing the Nembutsu together. 一緒に合唱して念仏を聞きましょう。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏